today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Monday, is the 7th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As previous episode, we listened to chapter Luqman, verse 6. For today, we listen it again.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa minan nasi man yashtari lahwal hadith liyudilla an sabilillahi bighayri 'ilmin wa yattakhidhaha huzwa. Ulaika lahum 'adhabun muhin.
And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule. Those will have a humiliating punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the end of the verse, we read, "For these shall be a disgracing chastisement." These are ones who, purchasing idle talks and falsehood, is either in this manner that they really earn superstitious and false fables by giving money, or it is in this way that for arranging some meetings of vanity, singing, and falsehood, they buy some maidservant singers, or they spend wealth in any way or form that by which they get this unlawful aim, that is the false and idle talks.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is music in the viewpoint of Islam. Music and its legality and ethical standing in Islam has recently been a hotly debated topic. However, the interesting and intriguing thing is that this topic was not one of the disagreement and variance in the times of the Prophet and the companions and the infallibles. It has been a topic where much of the scholars have always had unanimous agreements throughout much of traditional Islamic history. Thus, in a conflicting situation like this, what makes us Muslims is our relentless pursuit of the truth, the realization that seeking answers should always be prioritized before personal comfort and ease.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastayin. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. At the same time, we find that a kind of music that makes our intellect dormant, this kind of music isn't allowable because the value of people rests on the power of cognizance and power of recognition. So a kind of music that leads people to losing our consciousness, losing our intellect, and harming our personality and status and dignity, that kind of music is certainly not allowable. At the same time, we need that some people may say that, for example, music played with this kind of music instrument may be allowed or may not be allowed. Or, for example, Iranian or Arab kind of music may be allowed or unallowable. Now, these classifications and such divisions wouldn't count. What counts is that, what kind of music may inspire us to be more active, to be more attentive to beauty, vocal beauty, especially, for example, the vocal beauty when the Holy Quran, linguistic or phonetic beauty, when the Holy Quran is recited. So we find that music may be divided into various kinds. Those kinds of music that have a positive effects on our nervous system and inspires us to act more and to be more active, in contrast to those that make us very, dormant or inactive or idle.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, let's look at one of the negative effects of music according to Islam. It can encourage us to deny Islam. There are such music that intoxicate Muslims and lead them away from the path of Islam. Realized or not, music may the person engage into its rhythm, melody, and lyrics, which sometimes the content is far from Islam. Teach about other form of belief, praise to other than Allah, and so forth. And because we already dissolve into the music, we start to learn, utter and ponder about the content, which feared it would lead us into a wrong path.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكراً يا رب.
Come and listen about harmful effects of music on body and mind. Special attention should be paid to film music. Superficially considered, it would seem that such music is of no importance since in a cinematographic performance, it is the picture which is primary importance. However, such is not the case. From the very beginning, that is to say, at a time when the later invention of the sound film could not yet be foreseen, cinematography performances were accompanied by music, which proves that the important effect of music on the spectators was well recognized. It is a psychological law that the impressions which come to us through our senses are much more effective if related emotions, through the aid of other sense organs, are awakened within us. There is also another psychological reason of why accompanying music has a special effect upon the spectator. The conscious attention of the latter being completely concentrated upon the pictorial performance produces, instead of lessening the influence of the accompanying music, a tremendous increase in the effect which the picture has.
You've heard singers, the popular ones, the not so popular ones, whether it's in Arabic or in English or Urdu or Farsi or any other language, what is it that they're singing about? Is it something useful? Is it something meaningful? Is it something that benefits you in your life? Something that you can benefit with? No, it's all useless. And another verse, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those وعباد الرحمن وعباد الرحمن, the servants of Allah, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass by لغو, they pass by quickly. They pass by quickly. They don't listen to لغو. What does لغو mean? Again, vain talk. According to the Ahlul Bayt, vain talk here means music and singing. When we come to the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, we see that Ahlul Bayt, they took a strong position against singing and music. In a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, كَانَ إِبْلِيسَ أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَغَنَّى. أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَغَنَّى, it was shaitan, the first to sing. SubhanAllah, when we look at shaitan, we see that he was the first to do many things. The first to feel arrogant. The first to feel jealousy and envy. And the first to sing. If shaitan is the first to sing, that tells you a lot about singing. That tells you a lot about music. If shaitan is the first to sing.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. Believe you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer.